said a potion kind won't blow up the mind. No trouble, not it, just something. Have one her hand like Finn, and then she buy me a diamond ring.
Hiya mates, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, bringing you this week's edition of Drastic Plastic here on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. And for the next hour, I'll be bringing you my Christmas in August festival. Longtime listeners will know I'm referring to the highlight of my entire year, which is the Mercury Music Prize. Yes, the shortlist was announced on July 26, and as is always the case, there are 12 albums on the short list. The winner will be announced at the Hammersmith Apollo in London on the evening of September 8th. What is the Mercury Music Prize, you might ask? Why should I care? Well, it's none other than the prize given each year for the best album, the single best album of British or Irish music. And I just love it because all sorts of acts have won in the past. I'll be delving into that a little later. But typically the short list, as well as the eventual award, it does reward excellence, it rewards creativity and innovation, and as you'll see, this year is no exception in terms of the diversity of the albums and artists on the short list. I can tell you, the first Mercury Music Prize was awarded in 1995. I wasn't on CKUT until 2006. However, I did avidly follow the awards prior to being a featured host on Drastic Plastic. But especially from 2006 forward, I've been following this avidly. I've been giving my impressions, good, bad, ugly, on the air of the various nominees, which I'll be doing the remainder of the shows. And I have noticed some trends. Again, not by any means exhaustive, but there's always a, let's say, folk artist. There's always a jazz artist. There's definitely urban music, which is a broad definition, but that is certainly widely represented, as is another broad definition, indie music. And again, often debut albums are rewarded. I find there's a very high preponderance of debut albums from obviously brand new artists that are featured on the shortlist. Lately, there have been a few well-known artists. They typically, however, the awards do avoid commercial, well-known artists. I mean, there's not really any, I'll say, innovation there. So, any case, that I think that gives you a decent overview of what the Mercurys are all about, why you should care, why I'm passionate about them. I will conclude this portion of my comments by saying that one thing also I love about the Mercurys is where unknown artists, or real, I'll say extremely underground artists, are fortunate enough to win the Mercurys, the recognition and accolades will propel their career into the stratosphere. So, without further ado, let me introduce the first artist of the evening. And again, this is a new artist. His name is Koji Radical. His album, debut album, Reason to Smile, it is excellent. Quite a few singles on this album, all of them worth checking out. Really, really like Koji Radical. I've played a few of his tracks on previous editions of Drastic Plastic. This one, it's my favorite one I've heard to date. It's called Payback. It features a guest vocalist called Nux. All this on Drastic Plastic, CKUT. Payback, the big payback. Dark on both sides, the dress code black. Count my money up, I need my racks. Selling a dream, but I'ma need that back. Back, 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 a car go black. Dark on both sides, the dress code black. Count my money up, I need my racks. Selling a dream, but I'ma need that back. Hey, yo, I'm trying to make that new age money. Dark night, Bruce Wayne money. I swipe out, do change on me. Move like the Shade, now my crewmate Sully. When it's on top, boy, we had to move straight gully and that. Like, I hope you got my money with that. Yeah, it's funny, to the front door, come off the latch. Took the U-turn and then we spun it right back. Funny how we colored, but we covered in black. Baby, it's all covered. Smooth, yet I'm all so rugged. 20 seconds to go, so solid. Or was it 21? Forgive me, I was young. I was 12, making rhythms while they twiddling their thumbs. Who in their right mind to leave the biscuit for the crumbs? Business in the slums, niggas fiddling the funds. But I multiply, then I triple up the sum. I told them, are you finished or you done? Dickhead. Payback, the big payback. Dark on both sides, the dress code black. Count my money up, I need my racks. Selling a dream, but I'ma need that back. Speak a
money language. Can't spot the accent. Poetry in motion. My pen look like a Mac 10. Move it like the 1010. Prove it like I'm tinting. Wrap my freedom like a gift and I ain't seen a trap since. Long day, no sleep. I was doing mad trips. Mind doing back flips. Creasing the stanceless. Plenty of a fish in the sea. But they catfish. Not even in the bank we trust. It's in a mattress. Walk up in the office like you know me now. Cause every other record got that Koji sound. Black lips, black skin couldn't hold me down. A black queen gave birth to a golden child. From 1993, I've been fucking up the narrative. Man, it feel good to be black, there's no comparison. Don't let the ivory towers come distract you. Until we multiply black wealth, fuck a statue.
Payback, the big payback. Dark on both sides, the dress code black. Count my money up, I need my racks. Selling a dream, but I'ma need that back. Back, 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 a cargo back. Dark on both sides, the dress code black. Count my money up, I need my racks. Selling a dream, but I'ma need that back.
Started off this set with our first featured artist from the 2022 Mercury Music Prize shortlist of nominees. That was Koji Radical, a grime and rap artist from Shoreditch and Hoxton areas of London. His debut album, Reason to Smile, well, definitely, I'm not going to make any puns. I think you see where I'm going. It's great. Definitely merits exploring. And the track we heard is Payback, featuring guest vocalist Nux. And the next Mercury Music Prize nominee I brought you is... Oh, come on. I shouldn't have to tell you this. I mean, if you've listened to my show over the past year, you've got to have figured this artist out. But for those that are just tuning in for the first time, welcome, bienvenue, willkommen. And the artist is Wet Leg. Wonderful band from the Isle of Wight. Their debut album is eponymous. It's Wet Leg. It's not called eponymous. The track I've heard, I can't even tell you which single this is off the album, because pretty much by now the whole album has been released as singles. I mean, it's just what a glorious debut. In any case, what we heard is called Being in Love. I should mention that Wet Leg did perform at Oceaga. I'd love to hear from some of you who were there what your thoughts are. I was unfortunately not able to make Oceaga this year, and I've never seen Wet Leg, so I'd love to hear what you thought about their performance. In any case, Being in Love by Wet Leg. This is Armitage Shanks. Speaking of being in love, I'm just head over heels about Drastic Plastic, which is the show I have been a featured host on since May of 2006, thanks to Doug Ford and my other amigo, Mark B., host of the Rock and Roll Report. However, back to business. This show is a review of the 2022 Mercury Music Prize shortlist of nominees. And next up is another outstanding album, one of the very best released in the past year. No surprise that Little Sims has her album, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, nominated. And again, it's a tough call to figure out which song to bring you from that album. So I figured I'd bring you my favorite, which is called Point and Kill, featuring guest vocalist Obong Jayar here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal.
Stop me. my rose to be rose gold. I just demonstrate greatness they cannot show. No new friends can't be welcomed in my section. See that little zone there, that's a no-go. Tell me who you know, floating on the beat like this. You can't know respect it, I ain't asking you to like this. You can always trust I'll give you something here to vibe with. Heads turn when I pull out looking stylish. Ain't your typical rapper, I ain't got my neck froze. Still your favourite artist couldn't even step close. Heard they want my crown, but I ain't never stressed though. Cause to your career that would be detrimental. Come on.
Yes, I'm back. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, hosting this week's edition of Drastic Plastic here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And I'm continuing my journey featuring the 12 shortlisted albums for the 2022 Mercury Music Prize. And what I just brought you in this last set was the album Sometimes I Might Be Introvert from Little Sims. I brought you my favorite track on that album, Point and Kill, featuring Obong Jayar. And I've got to say, Little Sims, I mean, this album featured very far up on my list of top 10 albums from the UK and Ireland for 2021. I played during holiday time, and if she were not to appear on the Mercuries this year, I just would have been stunned. Similarly, the second album I brought you in this set, 17 Going Under, which is the sophomore effort from Newcastle's Sam Fender, is also well merited. I would have been stunned if this had not appeared on the Mercury shortlist. I played you Will We Talk, which happens to be my favorite track on the album. And again, Sam Fender's had quite the year. his first album was very well received, being that it incorporates elements of, in my view, Bruce Springsteen and the Killers. But this second album, 17 Going Under, really sent him in the stratosphere. In fact, he won the Brit Award for Best Album of 2021. In any case, moving forward, next up is a collaboration by Jessie Buckley, who, well, her voice, it really defies description. I would say that there are certain folk elements, but yet it's a very smooth, ethereal, warm voice. And she debuts with Bernard Butler. If that name's familiar, it's because he's was the guitarist for the iconic band Suede. Their album, For All the Days That Tear the Heart, has been nominated on the 2022 Mercury shortlist. And from that album, I bring you Footnotes on the Map.
A kind of a bird never gets any rest, spends its whole life on its wings, beats the wind instead. And the wind said, fly, and the sea said, live, and the sun says it can, it can, it will fly away. But the rain, we must listen to that. The rain knows all of these songs that our hearts have mapped, and your tongue is a river. Interrupted by a heartbeat, a footnote on the map.
Running around in my head all day, you've been running around in my head all day, you've been running around in my head all day, you've been running around in my head all day.
And this latest tranche of Mercury Music Prize nominated albums on their shortlist I just brought you was led off by the collaboration between Jesse Buckley and Bernard Butler. Their album, For All the Days That Tear the Heart, has been nominated, and what I played for you was Footnotes on the Map. And that was followed up by a woman from Sheffield named Rebecca Lucy Taylor, who performs under the title Self-Esteem. And her album, Prioritize Pleasure, has done extremely well this past year. It's been all over UK charts. The track I played you, You Forever, is one of several singles from that album. And again, if you like it, I invite you to certainly purchase her album. In particular, I heard the set that she did last month at Glastonbury, which I thought was excellent. I actually far preferred, again, personal taste, but hey, that's why... That's what I'm here for. I preferred her Glastonbury performance to actually much of what I've heard on her album. That being the case, again, it's popular. It's certainly very accessible. I don't find it a word of criticism, but hey, that's what I'm here for. I don't find it particularly innovative. I mean, she follows a well-trodden path from... beaten down initially by the likes of Kate Nash and then later Florence and the Machine. Again, nothing wrong with the type, but, my favorite certainly of those three performers is Florence. I mean, Florence takes it to a whole nother level. But look, let's see. Who knows? What do I know? Maybe self-esteem will win the Mercury this year. I've been wrong before. In any case, next up is an artist. Really glad to see this artist on the Mercury's, not just because of diversity, but because in her own right, she deserves to be there. It's great music. So check this out. The artist is Gweno. That's, if you're looking it up, that's what to look for, G-W-E-N-N-O. Her name is Gweno Saunders. She's from Cardiff, Wales. And guess what, mates? She performs entirely in Welsh. And just great to see that. And hearing on UK radio music, song in Welsh, and it's great music. I've actually taken the time, because I respect this artist so much, to look up some translations of the lyrics, and, you know, highly encourage you to do so as well. In any case, her latest album, the one nominated for the Mercury's, it's, well, I'm giving it the French pronunciation, Trésor, T-R-E-S-O-R. And the track I'll be playing for you, which was a pretty popular single the past year on UK radio, I will not try to translate this. My apologies. I'll just get it completely flat wrong. But it's A-N, next word S-T-E-V-E-L, and the next word N-O-W-Y-D-H. Again, I'd love to hear how it should be pronounced. But forget the pronunciation. Just listen to the track. It is exquisite. All this on Drastic Plastic, CKT 90.3 FM Montreal.
Was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was penny paradise, just a pretty little lie. And it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line. Never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, least not that way. But someone better want me like that someday. But I just can't hate them. You're breaking all the rules down Electric Avenue. Oh, I've never seen too many moves. Hand in hand, cold harbor lane. Never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, least not that way. But someone better want me like that someday.
I'm back, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And what I've just been bringing you this show are samples from the Mercury Music Prize shortlist nominated albums for 2022. And the last two we just heard, first in the set, was a band, actually a woman from Cardiff, Wales, Gweno, off her album Trésor, and the track, and again, I won't be caught mispronouncing Welsh because I have no idea what I'm doing. It's A-N-S-T-E-V-E-L-N-O-W-Y-D-H. I can't pronounce it, but I sure do dig it. And that was followed up by a South London artist, Joy Crooks, off her album Skin, nominated for the Mercury, and the track from Skin is When You Were Mine. No, it's not a cover of the Prince song, but it's quite good. I do enjoy that, I've got to say. And gonna keep moving on here with samples from the Mercury shortlist. Next up, this is a band, they came across my radar. They've been around since 2014, but I first heard of them probably late last year. It's two women going by the name Nova Twins. They're from London. They play rock metal music, and they're really, really good. Quite enjoy it. And again, very happy that they are nominated for the Mercury. In fact, I've been racking my brains. I can't think of really any albums before fitting the metal genre that have been nominated. So check it out. Hope you enjoy it. The album, Supernova, the track Antagonist, here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT.
By a bang, and I could already taste the shame, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Ah yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible. They played it on a loop. Basically, they'd discovered that there were others just like us, other beings and other creatures and other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, every one of them. It's true, none of them had a single clue what they were doing here either.
It's all so pointless.
It is. And I find that humbling, sincerely.
And when you're gone,
it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else.
Someone else.
Something new.
Something new.
There's no need to
already happened. Time is an illusion.
It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Come with us. Now we're off to meet them, so best impress them. Don't want them thinking we've been sat here doing nothing, now do we, Elton?
It's alright, I've had more hits than I've had odd dinners.
Is that how we define this life's winners? And your merit's so imperative that without them we'll forget how to simply be. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. It's also pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it. Shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing you can't take this with you, and all you've ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
On this last set, I brought you two tracks. The first from Nova Twins, which is a female metal act out of London. From their album Supernova, we heard Antagonist. And that was followed up by Yard Act, which is a Yorkshire band. And their debut album, The Overload, it's probably my favorite thing I've heard in the past year. And the track I played, it's from the album. There is a track on the album called 100% Endurance, but they've recently, about a month ago, re-released this track with a remix featuring none other than Sir Elton John. And that brings me to the end, mates, of my review of the Mercury Music Prize shortlist albums for 2022. Again, as I mentioned, the prize will be awarded at the Hammersmith Apollo on September 8th, that evening, UK time. And clever listeners, astute listeners, may have noted that I only played you 10 tracks, yet there are 12 albums. Well, I didn't have time for two. The two I did not play for you was the first, it's by an artist, Fergus McCready, off of his album Forest Floor. It's quite good. I listened to some of the tracks. He's a pianist, and it's some wonderful piano music that I certainly, for one, shall be exploring further. The 12th album, and a lot of people are... there's a fierce debate, and I love fierce debates. I love controversy. The album was by a gentleman, Harry Styles, with his brand new, or fairly new album, his last album, Harry's House. And fierce debate going on among some of us music snobs are saying, like, why in the world was this nominated? Other people are saying, no, it's really, really good, and it should, the Mercury should reflect all sorts of music. Well, I agree there. I wouldn't have nominated it, but let's see what happens. I mean, again, well, good on you, the Mercurys, for nominating that. I love the controversy that the nomination has stirred up. And you never know. They might, Harry Styles might be the winner. He's 1 in 12 chance. In any case, in terms of my fearless prediction for handicapping the winner, well, I think that my personal pick would be Yard Act for their album, The Overload. Just think it's fantastic. And one thing about the Mercurys as well, I do know that they do try to balance out in terms of genre of music. They'll rarely have the same, let's say, genre winning two consecutive years. Last year was Arlo Parks. It has been a little while since what I'd call a proper, like, this Yard Act is a proper indie band. So I could see them winning. Also, I could see Little Sims winning. Wet Leg would be great. I don't know if people are going, if the judges are going to think that Wet Leg is, hasn't really broken new ground, but it certainly, it's, I think all one would ever want in an album, especially a debut album. So let's see. I mean, those would be my picks. I mean, a real dark horse would be Gweno. I just think that perhaps there would be some pretty cool bragging rights to have a Welsh language artist win the Mercurys. It would certainly be a first that a non-English language artist would win. And it would be well merited too. I think Gweno is her time has come. But in any case, my fearless prediction is Yard Act. Let's see who wins, mates. Thanks for listening. I'm signing off. Remember, this is Armin and Shanks, and I'm just taking the piss.